warnings about what man-made religion is teaching. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
Yeah, so test yourself to that. Let us know if we can help you.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll go deeper. Yeah, it was nice talking to you.
We've been calling people to come out of the culture and come out of the religious systems. Absolutely. And you can't be of the world. It's all about a heart issue. I've been preaching it today. America's issue is not the outside. You know, like if I use cuss words, do I have a tongue issue or a heart issue? It's coming from my heart, isn't it? And so look at America's heart. Its heart is all for politics, pride, vanity, false religion, selfism. And if, you must repent and have a new transformed heart. We're no better than anybody, but we are different.
We're different.
But we're different. But if you're like the culture, you can't be a child of God. You haven't been transformed.
For the last few years, I'd say that I've been moving away from the world.
That's good.
I don't own a TV.
That's awesome.
I read the Bible. I don't listen to music anymore.
That's good.
Even the Christian music.
Some of the Christian music.
It's the worst. God hates the Christian music worse than he hates the worldly music. You know why? They've attached the holy to the profane.
Yes, they
he
have.
Hates it
that's
even
how
worse.
I felt like. Yes, that's what I'm feeling.
So I would encourage you. You said you go to a church. I would encourage you take some time off from that.
Okay.
Because they're teaching lies there. Do they teach you to practice Christmas and Easter?
Well, they do, but I don't.
Okay. So let me encourage you on that. Those are lies. You don't because you see the pagan
that.
In their lies. Right?
I do see the pagan.
Okay.
I gave away every single thing I ever owned that had to do with Christmas.
That's awesome. But if they're continuing to practice that.
Yeah, they have the trees up.
You're in association with them then.
Oh.
That's like approval. So I would encourage you, take a break from that. Man-made religion is not what God created.
You know what that's called when you do that? It's called, like I'm married to my wife. If I lay with another woman, what's that called? Adultery?
Yes. Uh-huh.
If I'm married to God in a covenant and I am united to people that keep pagan ways, isn't that spiritual adultery?
Yes.
You're practicing spiritual adultery to be with people that keep false ways.
And there's a lot more false ways in man-made religion. Yeah. We call it man-made religion because that's what it is. So take some time off from that. Dig in the scriptures, and then your eyes are going to be opened. You're going to see even more the depth of the lies that they're deceiving you in. Because Revelation 22:14-15, I just shared this with a woman. It says, sorcerers, whoremongers, idolaters, they're all going to be left outside the gates of heaven. And guess who's going to be right with them? Those who love and practice a lie. And just one lie.
Yeah.
One lie can leave you outside the gates of heaven. Look at Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira.
How many sins did it take Adam and Eve to get thrown out?
Right.
One.
it's a very serious matter. And man-made religion, they're just like, oh, we're a bunch of sinners. No, it's a serious matter. We're supposed to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, right?
Amen.
So hopefully that will help.
I always said, and it's been my whole life, like I went to a Catholic church because my mother was so Catholic.
That's how we.
When I was 18,
man-made system.
I
know.
I can't come here anymore.
Yeah.
I felt it as a kid. Even a kid, I felt the evil in the church.
Yeah.
And I've been struggling with church, and I just said, you know what?
God didn't ordain any of that.
I've always found God in, like, if I go for a walk in the woods, if I look at nature, I find God in more things of nature.
He definitely created
than,
it.
Than of going to some kind of an assembly with these people.
I would agree with that. We can, Jesus got away. We call it recreating. Jesus got away and went into the nature to recreate himself. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Then we have to attach it to something. So we go out in nature and we go, who created this? Mother Nature? No. God the Father. Mm-hmm. And then if we want to know God the Father, we got to come through Christ and the gospel through faith and repentance, be born again. And then if you're born again, here's what I would leave you with. You've been very gracious. How you act, talk, live, dress, spend your money, who you associate with, everything changes. Because if you get married, everything changes. When we covenant with Christ, everything changes. We used to be worldly, carnal, wicked people. And everything changed in our life when we just read the scriptures and applied it to our life.
I'm in Ezekiel. I started from the beginning of the Bible. I'm in Ezekiel. The New Testament is a tough read, some of them. Like the Numbers is
the
tough.
Old Testament.
Yep.
I can't wait to get to the New
Testament. Tell you what, here, let me give you some advice. The gospel is in the New Testament. You want to start in there.
Really?
And seek for the eternal life through there.
Yeah.
And he just preached the gospel there. And then the Old Testament later on will make more sense.
Yeah, the Old Testament is history.
In the New Testament today.
Yeah. The Old Testament's history, and once you have a foundation in Christ, now you can add on to that history. And
so I went on YouTube to say, how do you read the Bible?
Oh, stay off of YouTube.
I know, really. It's another.
Full of false teachers.
Said, read the Old Testament, but read the New Testament at least twice before you go back to the Old Testament so that you can
How
learn.
Do you feel about Derek Prince?
Derek Prince, he's a false teacher.
He's a false teacher?
Oh, yeah, he's a word of faith false teacher talking about... well, wait a minute, there's a couple... Which Derek Prince are you talking about? There's a couple different ones.
Well, he's...
Older man that's dead already?
Dead.
Oh, he's dead. Okay, that's the older one. He was one of the guys that created what's called Deliverance Ministry today, and they teach that everything is a spirit, like fear is a spirit, smoking is a spirit, lust is a spirit. That's a lie.
No,
that's a lie. There's one Holy Spirit, and then there's Satan, and there's demon spirits. I've got articles on my teaching blog about Word of Faith and about these people... Satan has infiltrated man-made religion. He created it. He created the Catholic Church. He created...
That.
So Derek Prince was with the Word of Faith movement. And so what we'd encourage you to do is get off of all those things on YouTube and such and start in the New Testament, the Gospels, the Epistles. Leave Revelation alone for a while because that's a very futuristic, hard-to-understand book. Read the New Testament and ask God to show you truth and then challenge you. And here's the thing. Most people read big chunks. Let me ask you a question. If you sit down to eat a pork chop, you swallow it whole?
No.
What do you do with it?
We make little pieces.
And then what?
Chew.
And then?
And swallow.
If you eat too fast, what could happen? So take the Word of God and read a few sentences. Do I understand it? Do I know it? Look at the context of the whole chapter and then ruminate on it like a cow. They eat grass and then they spit it up and they sit and they read you it.
Because I always ask God to give me wisdom and revelation before I read.
Yeah.
And there are times like when I've had something go on that day and I've questioned it, the answer's there. And if people only knew that gospel...
Yeah, the Word is living, and it'll help you. You can be conformed to it.
So where do we find you?
Right on our website, don'tperish.com.
Well, I got your card.
Yep, so the email's on there. You can contact us. We'd love to help you. We'll Bible study with you.
Yes.
Here's something novel.
Watch it, but watch out for
Get in the Word.
Yes, I understand.
All the denominations out there, all the religious organizations, Jesus said few.
Yes.
So you got to be very careful. If there's a lot of people following them,
Jesus said few. The word few in English means puny. A puny number
so
of people.
So take a time off from all that and study the scriptures. And like she said, you know, God will help guide and lead you into the scriptures.
I've never in my life really never. I only went to church because of my. At 5 years old, I
talked
to my mother.
Yeah, they brainwash people.
They left me home, went out of the driveway, took a right, parked the car. I was in the house. I did not want to go to church.
Yeah, they brainwash people and to do that. And here's a novel thing for you. I retired early. We sold everything that we own. We live in our camper van. We travel the country. And we don't take anyone's.
What have I been saying?
We don't take anyone's money to do this. We do this for free. We don't sell anything. We don't want your money. We don't take your money. We just point people to our website, which I teach on the Word of God. There's thousands of resources there calling people. There's no hope for America. America's going to be judged. It is Sodom 2. It's going to be judged. And so you have to come out of America. You have to come out of the false church systems, be transformed in your heart and your mind, and then follow Christ. And we're here to help people do that. All right?
Yes, you're making my heart feel happy.
Well, we hope we hear from you.
We post
every day on Facebook. She posts for the sisters. I post for the men. I teach. We have videos that we put up all the time for street preaching.
Yeah, I got off of all social media.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So I'll just find you on...
go to don'tperish.com. You'll see everything on there.
I have.
Oh,
whatever, however.
We'd love to encourage you.
We
care for your souls. We love you.
All right,
God be praised.
We were watching, we were eating over there, and we saw these young people mocking you, and I was like, they have no idea what's going to happen to them.
Peter said in the last days there'll be many mockers.
Yes,
I said that definitely all those people are going to answer to God.
Yeah.
When God puts them right on the edge of that and looking down at hell.
You know what's amazing? Peter says in the last days there'll be mockers, and in that same sentence he mentions about Noah and God judging through the flood. Do you know what is the most laughed at and mocked story from the Bible?
Of course.
Noah.
No.
And Peter said they're going to mock and laugh. They're going to mock and they're going to laugh.
God's given you some wisdom, some light. Go with it.
Yep.
Because we've seen people start going and they get to things they don't like and they stop. He can remove that light from you when you're being...
Yep, he will.
You know, I have a prayer book that I have and I log in everything I read, I log in. And then, like, we just experienced a miracle today where our friend's son is in his 30s. It was on TV. I don't have TV, so I don't know. But he drowned last night.
Oh.
And so people saw him fall in. But by the time, you know, EMS gets there, what have you, they found him. They pulled him out. He was clinically dead. Did CPR. Got his heart back. The father, mother of the child called us to pray. We prayed. We all throughout the night, anytime we woke up, we prayed for him. Today we're on the phone with her, and he actually opened his eyes and bent his knees, and we went.
Well, God gave him grace. I hope he wakes up and serves Christ and doesn't squander that.
And that's what his mother just said.
Yeah. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Contact us.
Nice to meet you.
Contact us. We'd love to hear from you. God be praised.